That tune, it is time to play Stump the Cook, the Splendid Table Refrigerator Game. Now, here's how it works. A listener calls in with five things that they've got in their refrigerator. I have to come up with a dish from those five ingredients that the caller would really eat. Now, the final judgment comes from our celebrity guest, Stumpmaster. And today, he is the chef who got the ultra chic of New York begging for pure pork fat. And for this and so many other reasons, he is one of the few people I would just love to have cook for me. He is the man of the orange clog fame, Chef Mario Batali. Hey, Mario, it's good to have you back.
It is a delight to bask in your golden sunlight.
Oh, I love you. So I understand that you are about to change food on television into something that we have never seen before. What is this about?
Well, that's the optimistic ABC way of looking at things.
Yes.
We are in the midst of creating a new daytime TV show that is about food, pop culture, nutrition, health, but all in a light, fun, interesting way, and it's called The Chew.
You know, this is quite a landmark. Look what's happened to food.
Yeah, it's a fascinating time to be in the food world.
Well, okay, we have got a caller waiting in the wings who wants to play Stump the Cook. Sarah,
mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my office in downtown Toronto.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Mario, I'm great.
I love Toronto.
Yeah, it's a great food city.
It sure is.
So, Sarah, I don't know what's in your fridge, but these are the three things that I've heard about you. I've heard that you're originally from Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. Understand Newfoundland.
I understand. Okay. And you're a bird watcher.
That's right.
And you work for a human rights and environmental organization.
That's right. I'm kind of the classic NPR listener, except I'm Canadian.
So tell me what's in the fridge.
I've got a bunch of rapini.
Great.
Rapini, okay. Yes. So that is the lovely broccoli relative. Go ahead.
I've got about a pound of New York State cheddar cheese, seven years old.
Seven-year-old.
Really
cheddar.
Crumbly and sharp.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
I've got in my freezer tons and tons of partridge berries, which are a berry from Newfoundland.
What do they taste like?
They taste, well, I always say they taste like if you crossed a cranberry with a mousse. Because they're
like a chocolate mousse or a mousse with horns?
A mousse with horns.
Okay.
Well, you may know them in Minnesota as lingonberries.
Ah. Oh, yes. Yeah. They're Scandinavian as well.
They're very rich, gamey, tart flavor.
Intriguing. Okay, so that's three.
Yeah. Four. And then I have some homemade fish cakes. And
all right.
These are made out of salt cod.
Excellent.
Potato. And then I have a bottle of rhubarb wine, which I picked up for some reason in Nova Scotia a couple of years ago on a trip. Yeah.
Now, is the wine sweet?
I haven't opened it, so I don't know, but I think they said you could drink it as a spritzer. So that leads me to think it's probably a little bit sweet.
A little bit sweet. Okay. Now, I should add, guys, I get freebies. I get water, salt, and pepper, and three things if you really have them, you know, in your house.
Okay.
Okay. So my job is to come up with a dish that, Sarah, you would really eat and Mario, you think would be acceptable. Okay? And I rarely fail.
So, let me just ask one question.
Sure.
I've only listened to about 50 of these.
Yeah.
But I've never heard them give you something already made. Like the fish cakes is almost a layup, isn't it?
Well, in a way it is.
It's
but,
a leftover.
Okay.
Okay. The very first thing I want out of all of this is a tad of butter. Have you got butter?
Yeah.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to cut up that rapini, and we're going to just drop it in some boiling water just for a few moments, just to give it a fast blanch.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take a big skillet and brown that rapini in butter.
Okay.
Add some chopped up garlic and those berries.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Meanwhile, you are going to crumble up the fish cake into small bits. You're going to daub that with the butter, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're going to spread it on a cookie sheet, and you're going to run it into a super hot oven. What I want to get are like little toasty clumps of those fish cakes.
Like fish cake croutons.
Like fish cake croutons. Great. Exactly. Small bits that are going to be crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, take that rapini out of the pan. Obviously, you've seasoned it, right?
Yeah.
With its garlic and the berries. And you're going to stir rhubarb wine into that. And you're going to do a reduction, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking the wine is a little bit sweet. Once you've got a really kind of creamy, intense-tasting sauce, take that sauce and drizzle it all around the pile of rapini on the platter. Take those croutons from the oven, and you're going to just, you know, sprinkle them over the entire plate and over the rapini. And then what you're going to do is take shavings of the cheddar and just shave a few furls over the whole thing.
Huh.
So you've got crunchy, you've got crisp, you've got that bite of the rapini, and you've got those kind of meaty, moussey berries. Okay, guys, time for judgment. What do you think?
Well, what, at what point do you serve this? Is this like a light lunch? Is this like a salad-y kind of thing or an antipasto?
I would eat this as a main course.
There you go.
Sarah,
your call?
You know, I never would have thought of the partridge berries with the rapini, but it seems a little intriguing.
I'm wondering how many berries we have to put in. I love broccoli, Rob. I love the idea of a kind of sweet and tart component to it. If it was 80% broccoli rub, 20% berries, we're good. If it's 50-50, more like a weird cranberry sauce, then I'm nervous.
I think the best part is the fish cake croutons. I'd do it.
And Mario?
I'm going to say that depending on the sweetness of that wine, if that's a nasty sour wine, your dish is kind of sunk. But I'm going to bet that a rhubarb wine is probably sweet, and I'm going to go with your intuition there. And I would love that dish. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, guys, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This was a lot of fun.
I am polishing the crown. Sarah, thanks for playing. And Mario, what would you have done with it?
I would have done exactly what you did.
Oh,
no,
come on.
If I had to get really odd on that one, I might have actually pureed the berries and made them into a noodle because it's not so sweet when you make it with pasta.
What?
I would have maybe made like little fettuccine or tagliatelle and tossed it with the rhubarb and the fish cakes, very much like the way you did it. I don't know. I probably would have just drank the rhubarb wine, though. I don't know that it would have fit into my dish.
Right, exactly. I love the idea of the pasta, though. Hey, thanks so much for being our stuntmaster.
Anytime.
And we will be looking forward to the chew.
That's right. Thank you very much. I can't wait to eat this dish.
Hey, I'll send you a sample.
Excellent.